My Divine Dream Catcher. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. My Divine Dream Catcher. We've been talking about a dream catcher recently, and how the dream catcher is something that the American Indians had, and I'm sure other peoples in other parts of the world had dream catchers too. A dream catcher is a sort of a net, you might say, that the American Indians used. They hung it near their beds, and as they slept, they thought happy dreams, and then their dream catcher caught the happy dreams and carried them out to fruition. What sort of a dream catcher would you like to have? Well, now, if you're a creative child, you'll say, I want a dream catcher as big as the world. I want it to catch everything, everything good and beautiful. I want the dream catcher to catch everything because I want the dream catcher to be wonderful and to do all the things I want to do. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? It sounds good to have a dream catcher that is so big it catches all the dreams in the world. Well, now, I personally, in my meditation, would not like something like that all the time. That's nice to do once in a while, but all the time, I would like to have, in my thought, a dream catcher that catches all the happiness that can be in my world. It catches all the happy thoughts, all the happy actions, all the happy beingness that I am. My dream catcher is a catcher that catches happiness. And so, it's my happiness. You see, I cannot begin to think of what makes everybody else happy. I have an idea. What would make people in a war-torn country happy? Perhaps not having a war. What would make people in areas where they have had famines or droughts? Well, perhaps abundance. But I surround the world with my pure white light of love. And my pure white light of love does for me all the good things that I choose to have it do. And it does for the rest of the world all the good things that the rest of the world chooses to have for it to do, defined by their thought. Now, I define by my thought that I am a joyous person. I am a happy person. I am a healthy person. I say, I am brilliant. I am genius. I am unconditional love. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Oh, these are very wonderful statements to make. And as I make these statements, what happens to me? I am brilliant. I am genius. I am unconditional love. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Well, just going from the tail end first, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. What is the ideal spirit, mind, and body? Not something you and I can conceive of, but something that is. Well, I meditate on I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Not the ideal, not my ideal, but I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. For my spirit, for my mind, for my body, for my allness. I am nothing more than spirit, mind, and body. And you say, that's a lot. Well, that's true. But I am spirit, mind, and body. So if I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body, then I am the finest spirit, mind, and body that is possible of being. The ideal spirit, mind, and body. What is the ideal spirit? Well, we can't think about that too much, but what's the ideal mind? The ideal mind is the mind that's brilliant, the mind that is always alert, the mind that's a genius. I am ideal body. Oh, my. My ideal body is a body that I do not even know that I have. I'm not aware of one cell in my body. I'm not aware of my eyes, ears, nose, or anything about me. I'm not aware of anything because I am the ideal. And as the ideal, it does not take any of my personal attention to be aware of it. I just use it. I just use it. If someone says to me, Herb, here's a car, enjoy it. And I said, well, thank you very much. Full of gas, credit cards up on the counter, on the windshield there. If you need anything more, you just stop and get it and just be in joy. Thank you. So I take this car and I drive it. And I drive it into town. And friends see me and they say, wow, Herb, that's a beautiful Bentley there. Where did you get that? Oh, my friend had it, and he said, use it and enjoy it. Wow, where do you find friends like that? Well, that's just where my heart is. And my goodness. And so I drive the car, and it needs some gas. So I stop at the service station, and everybody runs out and says, hey, I want to put the gas in the car for you. Well, I thought this was a self-service station. It is, but I've never put gas into a Bentley before. I want to do it. And so, and especially this one takes ethyl high test gas. You know, that's our premium. That's our most expensive. Wow, man. And so they fill it up. And I drive it everywhere I want to go, thinking nothing about what I'm driving, what kind of car it is, how expensive it is, how wonderful it is. I just enjoy it. And then I think to myself, well, let's see, I'll turn on some music. So I think a thought, and the music goes on. I say, well, let's see, I think it could be a little bit warmer in here. So I think a nice warm temperature, and all of a sudden the car is warm. The Bentley does that? No, but my thought does. This is wonderful. You see, our body should be like the Bentley. It is the ideal car, if you want to say that. It is an ideal car. But the ideal car, you don't know what it is. You don't know where it is. You don't know how it functions. You just know that you have it, and it's ideal, and it's beautiful, and it's good. And as you do that, then beautiful things happen. Now, you might say that I was with my dream catcher. I was catching a dream. I was catching a dream of living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Not my ideal, but I am living ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am living ideal. No adverb, no adjective before. I'm living ideal spirit, mind, and body. And my ideal spirit, mind, and body is one which I know nothing about. It just is. And this is how I think. This is how I am. This is what my dream catcher gathers in for me. It gathers in this dream of realization that all is, I am. It's not something I want. It's not something I search for. It's not something I need. It's not something I desire. It's something that I am. Now I live in this consciousness of this attitude. I live in this consciousness of knowing that I am that I am right now. And every moment of my life, I am saying to myself, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am unconditional love. I am genius. I am brilliant. Now, why do I say I am brilliant and I am genius and I am unconditional love when saying I am ideal spirit, mind, and body covers it all? Well, that's just for the fun of it. I throw in these little things for the fun of it. Now, would I have to do that? No. Would I be smarter if I would just stay with one beautiful affirmation? Well, you see, when you throw in a few others, what it does, it causes you to think as you're doing this. You have to remember how you're saying this. And as you remember how you're saying it, you remember what you're saying. And so it gives you a little added punch to whatever you're working with, a little added direction to the positive attitudes you're taking for yourself. And your dream catcher can catch it more easily, you might say. It's a great experience. Well, think on these things, because meditation is a time where your dream catcher is at work. where your dream catcher is catching the dreams, catching the miracles, catching the wonderment of your life. And as the dream catcher is catching this, great and beautiful things are happening to you. Yes, it is wonderful. Are you ready for such a wonderful experience? I know I am, and I am experiencing every single moment of my life. And I am truly the happiest guy in the world. Join me in my meditation, in my happiness, in my dream catcher, because it's a divine dream catcher, always at work, always doing beautiful things just for me and just for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.